On March the 14th, 2014, Prime Minister Harper welcomed home the final contingent of Canadian Armed Forces members from our mission in Afghanistan. On May the 9th, Canada will mark a National Day of Honour to recognize all those who participated in the 12-year mission. More than 40,000 brave men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces, along with hundreds of courageous Canadian civilians and international allies, worked to defeat terrorism and give Afghans a chance at a better future. They destroyed terrorist sanctuaries and built up Afghan security forces to defend their country against them. Those steps forward came at a great cost to Canada. Precious lives were lost in Afghanistan, including civilians, one diplomat, and 158 military personnel. They died to make Afghanistan and our world a safer place. Today, because of our troops, numerous schools stand where ignorance once ruled, making possible the enrollment of 7 million children, a full third of them girls. Women now engage in business and unprecedented social development, and critical infrastructure was being built up, enabling business and development. I have a particular interest in Afghanistan. In the last parliament, I chaired the Special Committee on the Canadian Mission in Afghanistan. It was our job to review how our involvement enhanced the Afghan National Security Forces. We also kept abreast of the roles and projects of our Canadian troops, projects like the rehabilitation of the massive Dala Dam so that local farmers can irrigate and diversify their crops. On March the 12th, 2014, a flag-lowering ceremony was held in Kabul as our military marked the conclusion of its mission there. Since then, Prime Minister Harper has declared May the 9th, 2014, a National Day of Honour by royal proclamation in the hope that all Canadians will recognize and commemorate the tremendous efforts made in Afghanistan. The day commemorates the service and sacrifice of all members of the Canadian Armed Forces and employees of the Public Service of Canada who served in Afghanistan. But it also provides an important opportunity to thank family members, friends, and Canadians for their tremendous support. Finally, the day recognizes the sacrifices made by the families of the fallen. The Canadians who served in Afghanistan, said our Prime Minister, demonstrated time and again the strength, spirit, ingenuity, and determination that define our nation. Our troops left Afghanistan a more stable, secure, and self-sustaining country. The May 9th ceremony on Parliament Hill will pay tribute to the fallen, the sacrifices of the wounded, and the special burden borne by their families. Canadians will be invited to honor the legacy of these heroes with a national moment of silence. Along with Prime Minister Harper, I join Canadians in commemorating the determination, courage, and accomplishments of all our troops who served in Afghanistan. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.